listening to The Terrific Teacherpreneur, a podcast for teachers looking to grow a successful online business. Your host, Alex, was able to transform her Teachers Pay Teachers store from a small side hustle into a profitable full-time business. She now helps other teachers do the same. Listen along for actionable tips and helpful wisdom about business and marketing as a teacherpreneur. Here's your host, Alex.
Hello there. Thanks for tuning into the podcast this week. I'm your host, Alex, and we are going to be chatting about email marketing in this episode, but specifically about what to email your email list. So I think that a lot of sellers really struggle with this. I know that I've had moments of this where you're just like tearing your hair out and you're like, what on earth do I send in these emails when I'm supposed to be emailing this list of people I've curated, but I have no idea what to say to them? And whether you're emailing once a week, once a fortnight, or even just every couple of weeks or multiple times a week, whatever it is, it can feel overwhelming sometimes trying to come up with ideas on what to actually say. So in this episode, I just want to talk about some of the things you can be writing in your emails, and I really hope it helps. So let's get started. Now, the best way to make emailing easier is to have long form content. What I mean by that is the three most popular forms of long form content in the TBT world are often blogging, YouTubing, some kind of video content, or podcasting. But I would say majority of sellers probably have a blog, and you're creating this content in one of those places anyway. So you can kind of link to that or pull from that or repurpose that or reference that or somehow tie that in to your frequent emails to people. So if you have long form content, that is usually the go-to thing when it comes to emailing your email list. You release a blog post, and that's something that you can send your list. For example, I release weekly podcast episodes like the one you're listening to now, and I send weekly emails to TPT sellers. So in my weekly email, I link to my weekly podcast episode. That helps me have something to share that week. I can talk about the topic of the podcast, or I can give a tip, and I can tell a story, and it can all be kind of tied into the weekly episode. So the podcast and the email go kind of hand in hand. Now, you may well be someone that writes a blog, and you might write your weekly blog posts, and that can be the thing you send to your email list. But I am going to acknowledge that it's not always as simple as, oh, just sending your long form content every week for 52 weeks of the year. Because if we're realistic and honest to ourselves, like, how often is that actually possible? I know for a fact that I can't write weekly blog posts. I find that I just don't have the time. They can take a long time to write. Obviously, podcasting is actually a little bit quicker to record. So for my teacher email list, I really struggle. I don't have a weekly blog post that I can send my email list. You may be in that situation too. And my suggestion is to use long form content, but it just might not be something that you can do every single email. Maybe once a month is a realistic goal for you, or once every other week. And that tends to be my sort of thing. I'm able to sort of churn out a blog post each month. So one of my weekly emails can be a blog post. Don't be hard on yourself if you can't do weekly content, but your long form content can be something that can be used in your emails within the average month. So that's an idea for you for at least one of your emails, if not more, depending on how much long form content you create. If you aren't creating a lot of long form content, like I said, it's tricky for you to make enough blog posts in order to email about them. This might be a good motivation to fix the issue that you're having with your long form content first. So if you find that you really kind of don't get around to writing blog posts and you've only been writing like one every couple of months, this might be the kind of kick that you need to get into some batching and scheduling and organizing so that you do have more blog posts that you can email. So these two things go very hand in hand. So sometimes in order to kind of fix the situation of what do I email, you need to have the content first in your business. And I think that it could be that it's time to up your long form content game. But what if you don't have long form content because you literally don't have a blog or a podcast or a YouTube channel? Like, that's not something that you are physically able to manage right now, or you don't want to do, whatever, that's cool. If you don't have long form content, what do you email about to this pile of people on your email list? What on earth are you supposed to say to them if you don't have a blog that you can send them? Don't worry, there are a few other ideas. You can send free resources, freebies from either your TPT store or ones that you've made as lead magnets, or just free resources that you kind of put together or grab or pull apart from other resources. Basically, something that is free can be sent to your email list. So what I mean by that is you might have anywhere from 5, 10, 50, 100, whatever. You might have a certain amount of freebies in your actual TPT store or in your website shop. And you could certainly write an email on a certain week where you share a freebie that you already have out there in the world. I think sometimes we assume that people know about all the stuff we're doing. Trust me, they don't. A person on your email list probably has not downloaded all of your freebies in your TPT store. They probably haven't even downloaded any of them. So there's no harm in saying, hey, have you seen this freebie? Have you grabbed this freebie from my TPT store? Like, here it is. And you don't have to just mention it once and never mention it again. I mean, what's the likelihood, like, you know, 6 months or a year later, that the person actually did get around to downloading it, that they actually opened that email, you've got all these new subscribers on your list? Like, there's no harm in talking about the same freebie again at another point. I would say that most people reading that email will be excited about it, and there'll only be a very small handful that may already have it. So don't be shy about grabbing freebies you already have. And as I mentioned earlier, the other type of thing might be lead magnets. Like, you might make a new free resource that's an opt-in to your email list and people are joining it, but your existing subscribers might also really enjoy that freebie. So you could let them have access to it as well. You might have a free resource library or some other freebies on your website that you want to kind of send people to and reward your email list subscribers with. Or you may just kind of create freebies specifically for your email list every now and then. You know, you go and grab one of your resources and you kind of grab a few pages from it, make like a little free sample of it so that you can kind of upsell to the main product, and you could send it to your email list and say, hey, here's a free page. You know, if you really like this activity, maybe you could grab the full product from TPT. So you could create these little sample freebies. You could even just create freebies from scratch just for fun, just like a small quick freebie that you're going to send your email list. I will wrap up with the freebie talk by saying you do not want to create an email list full of freebie seekers. You don't want to send too many freebies. It can be a trap that's easy to fall into, and then you end up training your email subscribers to only grab free stuff, and they'll never want to buy from you because they'll think, why would I need to buy from this person when they're always going to send me freebies? So you don't want to send too many, and I personally wouldn't send more than one in the space of like a month. I wouldn't be sending freebies every single week or every other week or anything like that. I want to keep it to the minimum, keep it to a low amount. I might send a freebie each month, but I certainly wouldn't send more than one. Okay, so what is the other option other than sending freebies to your email list, which is not something that you may want to do or may physically be able to do? Like, you don't want to create freebie seekers on your list, you don't have any freebies to send, or you just don't feel comfortable, like, that's okay. Freebies might not be a big part of your strategy, and that's okay. But what else can you do? And this other idea, this final idea, is about providing value, offering something for free that isn't actually a resource. Because I think when you hear the word free, or you're providing a freebie to your list or doing something free, we think, oh, we've got to give them a pack of worksheets. But actually, you can be providing value and giving something for free just in what you write. An example would be sharing tips, tricks, hacks, or strategies. So if you are in the classroom, like a full-time teacher, you could certainly pull from your own experiences in your day-to-day life and say, hey, I just found this really cool classroom hack. You will really love it. I tried this behavior management strategy with my students and it really worked. I did this, I did that. Like, you can kind of pull from your experience. If you are no longer in the classroom, you know, you might just want to look back at the things you did when you were in the classroom. But even if you aren't in the classroom, and I think that's another struggle that a lot of sellers have is, what do I email my email list when I'm no longer teaching? Is you can just be pulling from your niche and your knowledge and your expertise. So if you are a math teacher, or you know, at heart, you're a math teacher, you're no longer in the classroom, but you know, you've always taught math, I'm sure you have a huge amount of knowledge when it comes to teaching that. And you could be giving strategies and tips and ideas on how to teach certain math topics and concepts. So it doesn't have to always be based on your like literal teaching experience from the last few days. It can be something that you've done in previous years, and you just know how to teach something and what works with the students, and a great idea for teachers, and you can just share that with them. So this is actually a really great alternative if you're that person that doesn't have the long form content. You know, you don't have a blog, but that's okay. You can use your email list in the same way that you kind of would be writing a blog post. In a blog post, you might share tips like, hey, here's how to successfully implement math centers in your classroom. And you might write a blog post. But if you don't have a blog, you could still be doing that just in the form of an email. And you could say, hey, guys, so this week I want to share 5 tips for implementing math centers. And you can just like type them out in your email. So it's kind of similar to long form content. It's just that you don't need to actually own a website or anything like that. So you can write emails that provide value in the same way that long form content would. When it comes to this final one, this just tips, tricks, hacks, strategies, that kind of thing that you might be providing, it still might sometimes feel like, okay, I know that that's something I could do, but that isn't as easy as it sounds. I would suggest having a brainstorm session where you sit down, you know, with pen and paper or some kind of document, and you kind of brain dump ideas that you can be using in the coming months. Okay, what are my buyers struggling with? My, you know, ideal customer avatar, the people that they're on my email list, they're my ideal buyers on TPT. What are they struggling with right now? What do they need help with? You know, what are their biggest concerns? And how can I, you know, think of tips and ideas and hacks and solutions and stuff that will help them? So have a little bit of a brainstorming session and start from there. Start from the problems that they're having. And then that will help you think, oh, well, this would be the solution. And then you can share that solution in your emails. So if you don't have anything off the top of your head, it might be worth asking and researching. Asking would be literally asking our teacher friends, asking your Facebook, Instagram, TikTok followers, your community or your Facebook group, like, what do you need help with? What are you struggling with? That kind of thing. You could even jump into other Facebook groups full of teachers in your niche. You know, what's your biggest struggle when you're teaching this or whatever? So you can kind of ask your buyers essentially what they need help with. And that will help you think of ideas for what to email them and how you can help them. You can also do a bit of research, like literally hopping onto Google. There's so much information on there. And when you type things in, a lot of the suggested search and the frequently asked questions will tell you what teachers are struggling with. Like how to teach, and you know, it comes up with all these autofill things and it tells you what teachers are actually searching. So you can probably find quite a lot of ideas there too. And once you've kind of got this document or this page and it's full of all these struggles that teachers and your buyers are having, you can then think, oh my goodness, I've got quite a lot of content here that I could write emails about if I can just answer some of these questions and solve some of these problems. Now, obviously, the final thing you can do when you're emailing your list on a frequent basis is, of course, you can talk about your TPT resources. If you've got a new resource in your shop or it's a certain time of year seasonally and you've got something that you think they would love, or you've got like a bundle or expensive product that you just really want to sell more of course, you can talk about your actual paid TPT products in your weekly emails and stuff. But I wanted the majority of this episode to really be about the providing free value, because we don't really want to be just sending products every single week, because that's quite easily the quickest way to have people unsubscribe from you if they feel like all you do is ask for a sale. So I really wanted this episode to be acknowledging that, yes, you can talk about your paid products every now and then, but mostly you're going to be wanting to do the other stuff. It's really great if you can share blog posts, share freebies, share tips and hacks, and then every now and then you talk about your product and people aren't going to think you're just always wanting money from them, because they're going to think, actually, I get really lots of value from you and I really like what you have to say and you really help me. So every now and then when you do want to sell something, I don't mind. So something to consider. But yes, in summary, if you are thinking, what on earth do I email my email list every single week? Be sure to send them things from your long form content, links to your blog or podcast or YouTube. You can throw in a freebie, but you know, be careful with that. Don't send too many freebies, but it is an option every now and then. And of course, share tips and tricks and hacks and strategies and solve your buyer's problems. So have your email be a place where you provide value and help them. And just spend some time doing some research to get ideas on what you can say and what you can help them with. But there are so many ideas out there, and I'm sure that you know your niche and your area of expertise like the back of your hand. You just got to find that information, pull it from your brain and find a way to send it to your email list. I'm sure that you have lots to say. And I will just add one last thing. Sometimes we get that kind of imposter syndrome and we think that, you know, who are we to say this? Or are we really an expert on this? Or do I really know anything about this? But all you do need to do is know just a little bit more than the person that you're emailing. Just have that little bit extra knowledge. And even if it's the most basic thing, you've got to remember that there are first-year teachers out there that don't know what they're doing. They feel like they weren't prepared in their studies before becoming a teacher, and they're feeling really overwhelmed. And any advice you can give in your experience is probably going to really massively help them. So, you know, don't downplay what you know. I'm sure what you're going to share is going to be really, really helpful. And when you do share it, don't be shy about sharing it over and over and over again. We get really worried sometimes if we sound too repetitive and repeat ourselves. But trust me when I say that most of your audience isn't really absorbing everything you say. They're not seeing all of your content. So there's no harm in repurposing and repeating yourself. It will save you a lot of time. And like I said, trust me, they've not seen it. They're not going to care. They're not going to come back to email you and say, hey, you've already given tips about this. I don't think so. So don't worry too much. I hope that this episode has helped when it comes to brainstorming ideas and what to email your list. This is something that I put in my email marketing course because I knew that it was one of the things I'd struggled with in the past. And I thought, I bet most sellers really struggle with what to send in their weekly emails. So I made sure that I had quite a lot of lessons in my course about it. And I thought podcast episode would be really good too for those of you who wanted a little bit of a summary. If you are interested in my email marketing course, I will put a link in the show notes to Terrific Email, but it's got everything you need to know about email marketing. I hope that you have a terrific day.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Terrific Teacherpreneur. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and review on your preferred podcast listening platform. We really appreciate that effort. Come back for more actionable tips and helpful wisdom in the next episode with your host, Alex. Until then.